Dr. Kenneth Palmer was born in Zimbabwe and educated in South Africa. He was struck by what he calls diseases of poverty, especially those that are sexually transmitted, like HPV and HIV. And though there's a vaccine now on the market for HPV, he's working on another one, one that can reach those needy populations in Africa.
The irony of the situation with the HPV vaccine is that the people who need the vaccine are the people, not the people that can afford to pay $120 a dose for the vaccine.
Spurred by his desire to bring affordable, much-needed medicines to the third world, Palmer turned his virology research to plants, specifically plant-made pharmaceuticals, or PMPs. Producing medicine in plants that can be used for food, like corn, is too risky because the pharmaceuticals could make it into the food supply and people could accidentally ingest the genetically enhanced plants. So researchers have turned to non-food-bearing plants. And Palmer says tobacco was a natural fit, especially in Kentucky.
A lot is known about the molecular biology and the physiology of the tobacco plant. And so I think it's logical that people have identified tobacco as a host for producing pharmaceuticals because there's a great deal of knowledge about it.
Palmer works with a team at the Owensboro Cancer Research Program in partnership with the James Graham Brown Cancer Center in Louisville. The team has identified a gene that, through a series of steps, can enable a tobacco plant to produce certain proteins. Researchers can then basically pummel the plant and extract the protein they need for the medicine. It's all happening at the Kentucky Bioprocessing Plant in Owensboro.
So that one's probably about another 4 weeks away from going into the ground.
Barry Bratcher is the chief operating officer at KBP.
And each one of those just slightly different.
The plant contains greenhouses, seeding lines, and industrial equipment needed to harvest the tobacco plants and then extract the necessary proteins from them. For now, it makes sense to conduct the process this way. The researchers need only enough material to continue clinical studies of the drug. But if the studies are successful and researchers can produce, for example, a one-time-use microbicide for the HIV virus, they would need much larger production of the tobacco plant. Fields of it. There are a handful of farmers in western Kentucky who are already growing leaf for bioprocessing researchers, including Danny Ebelhair.
We like raising this for the fact that there's less labor, probably more management involved. But then, you know, at the end of the season, the money is about the same as far as the net money that you can make from this.
Ebelhair has been growing tobacco for biomedical research, along with 60 acres of commercial tobacco, for 18 years. He says his family has long been worried about the potential demise of the crop, but hopes now to be in a good position for the new tobacco industry.
They always say the pioneers never make it in what they're doing, and it's usually the people that come along and pick up the pieces later. But, you know, we still have a lot of hope that this technology is going to take off and, you know, not only benefit agriculture, which it will, but, you know, just mankind in general.
Ebelhair has farmed for decades with his two brothers, Phil and Tony, and they're hoping an 18-year-old gamble will one day pay off for their children and grandchildren who someday hope to run the family farm. Stephanie Sanders, WFPL News.